Maybe win it someday.
Shalom, Booker, everybody. I'm like dealing. Fun. So we started dealing with the Nisoyim of Emunah in this generation. The lack of this generation is a deep understanding of who we are and the simcha that flows from that. The simcha we have comes from all sorts of things. We don't identify, we don't relate our simcha and our sipuk and our achievement to the ways of Hashem, that we do. We do it, but there's no celebration. There's no stepping back and celebrating the small things we did. Yesterday, you do the exercise I mentioned yesterday, you would see things will change. You just come out of shachris and just count what you've done. Just celebrate one of the things you've done, one of the derises, one of the mitzvahs you've done. Work, it doesn't come. I told you, Isaac Stern was arguably the best violinist in the world, practiced 8 hours a day because he was an uman. If you want to become an uman in Emunah, you have to practice. Okay. Good question. Yeah.
Boy.
Well, let's deal with that then, rather. Question was, how do you practice? So it's very simple. Whenever something happens to you that you didn't want to happen, how do you react? Say, oof, oivay, but 1 second, but Hashem wanted this to happen. That's Emunah. Emunah is whatever happened. So when something happens, you have to not say off, you have to say, okay. I never said that. No, that's already. If you can say Gamzu the Toiva, then you can come sit here and I'll come sit at your feet. Gamzu the Toiva was Nochemish Gamzu, Rabbi Akiva never got up to that level. People think Gamzu the Toiva. Gamzu the Toiva, yeah. You know you're talking about Rabbi Akiva. To the level of Gamzu the Toiva. You know that? No, because Rabbi Akiva said what? Kol ma da avid rachmona le tov avid. He never said Gamzu the Toiva. And it can't be the same thing because I don't need two tamaim to teach me the same thing. Gamzu the Toiva was, he didn't even see the bad in it. Rabbi Akiva saw the bad. But he said it. This is from Hashem. It must be good. Nachumish Gamzu didn't even see. We see the bed. It's not comfortable. It's not nice. I will what? I don't get phased out. I come home and I'm chalishing for a nice hot cup. What do I say? Oof. There you practice. When it's small, it's a little thing. There's no milk. Practice. You can do whatever you want. I'm talking about imunah now. I'm not talking about ishtadlis. I'm talking about imunah. You asked how do you practice. You don't want to practice, don't practice. I'm not having to practice. That's how you practice. You practice that when things don't go the way you want them to go, you feel the feeling of, I'm fine, okay. I'm involved in it. I need to say that in it. Don't wait till something catastrophic, God forbid, happens to start practicing. Start practicing on the little things. The little things. That's how you practice. That's how you practice. Find things that are not going the way you want them to go. Practice. Sorry? Once again, what is this going to do with this? No, I want more. Go on, one second. You haven't understood anything we've learned from day one. So what are you talking about? I want milk. I'm not going to stop wanting milk. I want milk. But right now, there's no milk. So she doesn't want milk. So what? She won't have coffee now. Never said it.
Rabbi Sher.
I don't want milk. Said it. Okay. You might not. You might not know.
Rabbi Sher.
I'm a bit disappointed that I didn't have milk. So now I have to make sure that tomorrow there's milk. I'm up and down. Simcha levels now.
Rav Sher, could you unmute everybody and then remute them because somebody isn't.
We're practicing, Baruch. We're practicing. We haven't got there yet. We're disappointed that there's no more. We're upset. Let's look at Chazal. Bona bin Mashumi Chazal. Hillel is about to go to the mikveh. He's about to have a bath on the Shabbos. Yeah. Bishmak, the person waits a whole week to go to the bath, to go to his mikveh or whatever. Yeah. He's just about to get into the mikveh. The guy starts screaming, Hillel. You know the story, yeah? Unfazed. Comes out, speaks to him, nasty, depressed. Goes back inside now. Oh, now, Baruch Hashem, finally you can get into the shower. Boom. Hillel. Yeah, three times. How did he not use his tool? Yeah, because he was a big tzaddik, he's a big... I said, that whole Torah doesn't use me anymore. Well, I'll tell you. But it's something to do with me. You're supposed to learn something from that. So what can you learn from Hillel? How did Hillel do that? I mean, we don't know how he did it, but for me, how did he do that? Is when somebody screamed Hillel understood that right now he's not going to have a mikveh, he's not going to have a bath. He really wanted to have a shower, a mikveh, whatever he was waiting to have. But Hillel's not going to have a bath now because somebody else needs Hillel now. That's Targilim, that's practicing. Now, Hillel wasn't practicing. That was a real Nisayim. You know, if you were fast asleep at 2 o'clock in the morning and somebody woke you up for nothing, you get real upset. It could be because I don't have my headphones. I don't know, they dropped somewhere. Because there isn't really any background noise. I can't get any background noise. Okay, well, everybody's muted except me. Maybe I should mute me. And I can't get back. What's that? Whoa, technology is a monster. There we go. Fine, that's better. Okay, cool. Sorry, no, I don't have my earphones. They dropped somewhere. No, it's fine. Don't worry. It's better working. So therefore, the thought is when things don't go the way I want them to go, I am fine with it. So take little things that are within your range. Don't wait for something catastrophic, massive to happen and then start practicing. Practice on the little things, like I'm busy giving a vibe and someone's playing on his phone. So then what am I to bed? So what am I going to do? I'm going to get upset. I'm going to shout. I'm going to make remorse. He said, no, it's a percentage. Shem wants him playing on his phone. And my love thought, you know what I'm saying? Feeling with something small, with something happened that you didn't want, and it was fine. You're okay with it. And when you feel that feeling, then you know what it feels like. Now you can apply it to other areas of your life. But you have to practice every day, 8 hours a day. Isaac Stern practiced 8 hours. That was he practicing. He was the best guy. There was no better. He said on a day that he doesn't practice, he knows the difference. 2 days he doesn't practice, his violin knows the difference. And then the third day, the audience really can tell the difference. So the Imunah, it's the same thing. You don't become a good violinist, the Mishka Felach, nothing happened. But if you don't become a woman in Imunah, if you don't become a Bala Imunah, you just face the whole purpose of your life bar. You have to practice. I don't know about midas, but Imunah is also an Imunah as well. I'm not saying not. I don't know about midas. For sure it's midas, but what's good? Look what Shul is there. Paul, there's work. You only come in woman in Imunah, you have to practice long and hard. And there's plenty to practice with because most things don't go the way we want them to. How many people do you know, if they were given a chance to reconstruct the world and rebuild the world the way they thought it was, would build the world exactly the way it is? No one. How many people do you know would reconstruct Auschwitz? No one. So you see, no one agrees with Hashem. Nobody agrees with Hashem on anything. The whole day you're walking through the world not agreeing with Hashem on anything he does. Yeah, if you could write into the script a bit more money, if you could write to the script kids that behave better, if you could write you'd rewrite the whole script. Fine. So nobody agrees with Hashem on anything. Now you've got plenty to practice with. In the areas you don't agree with Hashem, so thank you. Okay. Okay. בנוסף לכך, הוויה של בני דורנו נובעת מכך שהם ספורים שמרס ברוך אינו זקוק להם. Another major yetzahara that we have is the yetzahara that tells us Hashem doesn't need you. להתגברות שלהם מול היצר. You need that knowledge that Hashem needs you to fight against this generation's yetzah. לדעתם, התור, it's a terrible mistake, בין אם יעמדו מניסיונו ובין אם לאו, they think mistakenly, we think mistakenly, that whether you would stand in his sign or not, it doesn't affect Hashem, it doesn't do with Hashem. What does Hashem care? If I do this or I don't do this. So Hashem is busy doing big things. I haven't got time for my little inconsistency. That's a terrible error. ושאל כך הם נויתים לחשוב, כי בוודאי השם יסלח להם, או משגוסיהם, מתוך אבוסו עשם. He knows השם להבזים. He's already got a shtickle בתוכן. He knows that השם להבזים. And he thinks that what he does is insignificant, so, and השם להבזים. So if he makes all these mistakes, השם will for sure forgive him, because השם להבזים, so he doesn't have to worry about. Yeah, I know people like this. I know people who write books like this. I know people who sell this kfir to people. Yeah, Hashem, he loves me, whatever. Yeah. I'll call you a beseder. That's why that was Churban Bais Rishon we said, remember? That's the Yetzer HaMamash. That's where he's really fighting you. That's where the Yetzer weakens the relationship between us and Hashem. Hu ze shemamait be'eneinu is chashivoseinu. What the Yetzer does, Kufyud Zayin, sorry. The Yetzer, that's where the Yetzer minimizes in our own eyes our importance. So you're not important anyway, so what difference does it make? You know how many people are in the world? You know how small this world is? You know how small you are? So, what difference does it make what you do? You will, you won't. Nishka Felach, nothing can happen. It's not atomic, you know. So you didn't. You see, nothing's changed anyway. The world looks the same. Bekachu masig shnei yosoyim ahrisim es chelka toivim. He destroys two things here. Look what he gets. He achieves two things the Yetzer with us. Reishis, anachnu mitpaim lechtoi, ki eneinu mevinim ha-godl hu tzara shel avinu shebashamayim ketotzo mechatonu. We don't understand. We can't understand, but you have to know that that's true because the Chazal talk about a thing called Tzara Shechina. We don't understand Kamat Tzaba Agmas Nefesh Zegoyim LeBoyroilam when we sin. We don't know how much Tzara that causes Hashem. Mm-hmm. We can't even understand philosophically how it's possible such a thing. And Achinam, there's lots of things we don't understand philosophically how it could be, and we know that it is. Yeah, we know we have Bechira, and we can't understand that philosophically either. So what's the problem, you know? Shein is, Einainu Makirim Es Yechudeinu. The second problem where we don't recognize how unique we are. and we don't have a natural intrinsic simcha just because of the fact that we're Jewish. The fact that I'm part of Klal Yisrael, that's enough to make a person sober simcha. He didn't need anything else. And we don't have it. So we walk around with not the correct levels of simcha. We don't have the correct levels of simcha. We walk around shvurim. We run around with all the things that are happening to us, all the events that happen outside of us. We don't have the kelim to deal with them besimcha, because we don't understand how choshev we are, and we don't understand how important this moment is, not just to me, but to Hashem. There the Yetzirah stands and he waits. And what does he do? He throws you down into self-pity. He throws you down into yush. Yeah, I'm a nothing. Look at me. I can't do anything. I'm a failure. I'm a blah, 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 blah. And therefore, I can do whatever I want because I'm such a miskin and I'm such a nebuch that Hashem will forgive me. It's not my fault that I failed. What do you want from me? I'm a nothing. That continues unabated. That's the Yetzirah. That's what he wants. He's not interested in your sin. He's not interested in your chet. He's interested in how you feel afterwards. After you do something wrong, or after you come to recognize that you're not perfect, that's when the Yetzer steps in and makes you feel like a nobody. There's a big secondary benefit for the Yetzer Hara in you feeling miserable about yourself and self-pity. Because now the whole Shulchan Aruch is Hefka, because you can do whatever you want. Because for sure, I'm such a miskin. Hashem can't punish me. Everything's fine. He'll have pity on me, same as I pity on myself. That's all kula Yetzer Hara. Pagashti Adam Shema Terva Mitzvahs. Amet, the Machaber says, a person, Shema Terva Mitzvahs, Shanichshol Bechet Musiyah Midei Pam. He had his avera of choice, which he sometimes fell into. Result of Omeli, Haim Yesh Belipcho Imuna Bashem. So I came to him from Eitzos. I said to him, tell me something. Do you have Imuna in Hashem? No, you have Imuna in Hashem. I don't know what he meant by Lipcho. Did he mean his mind, his emotions? I don't know. People use the word heart. I don't know what they mean. And he shall nivka ad amken nishmosa v'yigiv. The person was very offended. How can you ask me such a question? But I carried on. And you believe b'schav o'inesh? Because you believe as well that there's an eye that sees and there's an ear that hears, and everything that you do is written down in a book. What are you talking about? No, I don't believe in Pirkei Avos. What are you talking about? For sure I do. So I asked him, Madua ata oisavera noiru. Then how can you do such a terrible avera? While you're watching you steal and you carry on stealing. Why? Because you don't believe there's a cop here? Well, you psychotic. There's a cop standing here. You know that Hashem, you believe. So he answered him back, so dekata, go on ali. Ramase, she shabu an evil misken. What can I do? I'm a miskin, I'm broken, I'm down on myself. I can't withstand the Yetzer Hara. And you know what? I don't even know why Kadosh Baruch Hu cares. What would he care what I'm doing? I'm not worth anything. So what, Hashem needs me? That's a true story, by the way. There was somebody in the world that thought like this. We don't know anybody like this, but there's somebody in the world like this. Achein, im Yehudia ya makiris malose, if a Yid would understand who he really is. The Yodeshin is mosh nishmose hi chelek tolokam imal. He understands something. Memelu ya nizah b'kol nafsho im oide, the bal yachtoim b'godov. He would guard himself so carefully not to stay, not to dirty his begodim. He would fight with all his koiches against this Yetzer Hara that's trying to make him feel lowly. This Yetzirah that wants mamash kilim kumshuta, he wants to get you with all these seductions, with all these clever words and fantasies and whatever to get a person to mamash sin. He would have the koyach, a person would have the koyach, and he would make all the ishtadlas to stand successfully against the nisonis of this Yetzirah. All he wants to do is drag us down into despicable places. What does the Yetzer want? He wants us to be involved in the taivas of this world. The Jew would know, this is not a nice figurative speech. The mamash literal. If a Jew would know that he's a ben melech, and that the crown of Hashem is on his head, he's walking around with a keter. Proper keter, yeah. He would be shocked at himself. What should I have to the low animalistic? An entire infinite world of spiritual pleasures waits for him. What am I doing embracing garbage cans? Because he doesn't know who he is, he doesn't have a proper understanding of who he really is. If he would swap these thoughts that he has about himself, these incorrect thoughts that he has about his own self, who he is, and he would swap that with thoughts about the boire, then automatically his deeds would change for good. Person behaves in a certain way because he thinks he's shaykh to that behavior. If he would realize that he's way, way above that behavior, he wouldn't behave like that. Well, you know that if you're a teacher in a school, yeah, and you've got a kid in the class, and he's just some whatever, he's some day laborer's kid, yes? Yeah? So you treat him in a certain way. If they would tell you that that's the king's son, so you treat him differently. You know what? Because he's the king's son. You know that you would do that, you know? Yeah, so for yourself as well. If you just think you're a nobody, you'll treat yourself in a certain way. If you understand you're the king's son, you'll treat yourself differently. You'll behave differently because you know it's a lomatim this behavior. You know, in Yiddish, when a kid does something you don't want him to do, what do you tell him? Spashnit. What does that mean? Spashnit, it doesn't suit you. You don't think he's bad. You tell him the behavior is bad. You're above this. That's how you give tochoch in Yiddish. In Hebrew, what do you tell him? Atayelet lo tov. You just killed the child. Well done. You told him he's bad. And now you just set up the next avera and the next avera and the next avera. In Yiddish, you don't tell him he's bad. You tell him you're great for this behavior. Why shouldn't the Jews speak Lashon Hara? That's because you're South African. Why shouldn't the Jews speak Lashon Hara? Because it says in the Torah, tzaddik. That's frumkeit. Yeah. You know why you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara? For the same reason you don't drink the water, excuse my language, you don't drink the water out of the toilet bowl. That's why you don't speak Lashon Hara. Because I'm too choshu. You ever seen a dog drinking water out of a toilet bowl? Yeah. You get upset with the dog? No. You see a person drinking water out of the toilet bowl, you go, yech, ma, ma, tal, say, yech, if you get sick from watching it. That's why I don't speak Lashon Hara. Because I'm too choshu. You're right. Don't speak Lashon Hara because it says in the Torah. But that's not why you don't speak Lashon Hara. You don't speak Lashon Hara because you're too choshev to go down there. If you want to be a Goyisha king, but say this, a Guzun, take go. If you want to be a Goyisha king and ride horses and go fox hunting and whatever, Guzun tape, but that's not what we're talking about. When we use Mashalim, we use a marshal to treat the truth, not to teach a shekel. You have to know the thing also about how to use a marshal properly. We're talking about a king dog, we're talking about a king like David Amalek. a king like a Polish ball. Those are the third order. They weren't kings. They were moshalim. They were rulers. They weren't kings. Not the way the Torah means a king. לפני כ-20 שנה היה לי דיון עם אבי זכרנו לברוכו, אידס דרך הישמודד וצרוי של יהודי כיום מול ניסי נסוי למגוי. So this was more than 40 years ago. It says yeah, 20, but this was 20 years ago. So 25 years ago, 20, 45, 50 years ago. Had a talk with his father about the correct way to deal with the nisayness from the Oilam HaGoy. And I went to the war. And then afterwards, in America, from the age of 8, he wake me up early in the morning, and he would go serve Hashem. That's a good thing to teach an 8-year-old. You wake him up in the morning at 5 o'clock, you take him off to the mikveh, and then before davening, you sit and you learn Shara Gehenim in the Reish Yitzchok. Yeah, the Vodik. That's what his father did with him. Don't you do that today. Don't even learn it yourself. For him it was perfect. Look how he grew up. What are you talking about? That's what we're learning now. That's what they did. We want to see what we need to do today. His father. Himself. Rav Talbot. So you said it was a good thing because look how he turned out. The limit there, koi shpialai, at shechachala avra bi in machshava chet chalila. For me, it worked beautifully. I couldn't even think about doing an Aveira. I used to have terrible dreams. Ben Riti Malach Bal Elef Enayim, Sha'esh Yotzei Mipiv. I used to dream about angels with thousands of eyes with fire flowing out of their mouths. That's what you should dream about as a kid, because you learn Shar again in the Reish Chochma, What this limud taught me was dagas of shiflus, humbleness, bitl ani, total nullification of the ego. And it took away any desire to do anything against the Torah. It also caused that I wouldn't swerve away from the inheritance that I got from my parents, from my father. It acted as an unbelievable shield between me and my Yetzirah. That worked, Kol Zman, I didn't know the new modern goy, elegantly. Kol ha goy haya mutziya ba'ene ki ish niva midas, primitive v'choset tarbut. Kolzman the goy was the goy that I knew from Hungary, from Poland. This low goy who had no culture, he was a low life. So then this worked. Yedati shemrot shani klum. I knew that despite the fact that I'm nothing. But I was still much, much greater than this lowly goy. I know that I'm different from the goy. What I have to go after his desires, his tithes for makushuani. I mean, even if I'm a gornish, but I still have no shaykhs to him. These people are able to be nothing and still be besimcha. Ulam, kesheghati mispa shanim lachen isui letzeit lo'ila masakim, after a few years he got married, he went out into the business world, chashti sereishis chochma shuv eni magena like to share bo. The yereishis chochma didn't help anymore. Ha'esh haruchoni sapnimis neshchal shemula oilam va'avolim ayoyim yomayim. The fire of ruchnias that burnt inside of me got extinguished very, very quickly in the day-to-day business world out there in Manhattan. Kechol shenasiti lefnim b'libi. It's Marshall Amadati me Piavizal. I try to put back into my heart what my father taught me. Lloyd Stachel Lishma al Shalevis Akkadish Apnimishibi. I couldn't keep that fire burning. But I submit a Shiva of Bakir Belifnekan, the way it used to be. The Tanzami Kacha and Allah Chapes Kalim no Sofim. He didn't just give up and say, oh, well, you know, goodbye. No, you have to go find new Kalim. There's a new war, you find new tools. Shazali Likmoded Mula Matsavachadash, Shemetsu Kay Neshech Shiagan Alebu Makeruchim. You needed to, okay, Hashem will carry this on tomorrow. He needed to find new kalim to fight the war, because there's a new war out there. And if you're going to use horses in the Second World War, Zelo Zelacha, you know, the First World War, they had horses. So if you came into the Second World War, all you had was horses, you're going to get wiped. You know, they had aeroplanes and tanks already in the Second World War. They had an atom bomb already came in the Second World War. So horses ain't going to help you. Yeah, but horses were great in the First World War. That's the same today. What worked yesterday doesn't work today. What worked 50 years ago doesn't work today. We have to find new kalim and new tools to fight against the new Yetzer Hara. That's the work from now. It's Hashem. We'll carry that on tomorrow. Yeah, 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 yeah.